Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, one of the toughest things to conquer is an inflated sense of pride. Believe me, I know, because it requires us to admit our own imperfections. Well, in order to set aside our own pride, we must be willing to acknowledge and depart from our own insecurities, impatience, and anger. We have to relinquish our need to be right, the need to be heard, and the fear of feedback. Pride gives us a feeling of overconfidence and attaches to our ego and shows us what our attitude looks like in action. No words are necessary in order to see pride written on the face of the proud. Now, there's nothing wrong with having self-esteem and self-respect because it reflects a proper respect and belief in oneself. But pride, on the other hand, can easily foster an attitude of self-importance, conceit, and arrogance. Oftentimes, this will manifest into an exaggerated opinion of oneself through achievements or appearances that are usually higher than what others would normally hold. Sometimes we attach to others in order to gain popularity or the desired recognition and respect that we would like to have had as our own. Pride always reflects how we think about ourselves. Pride is a defense mechanism used to hide insecurities, impatience, and anger. And when exposed, it can reveal unseen truths that may be more visible than we imagined. Insecurity comes from a lack of self-worth. Worthiness is not found within others or physical objects. It's found within the I am presence, ourselves. Impatience can mask itself behind an inflexible and stubborn personality. When we place our needs as the most important, we make excuses for not having to bend on any issues. And by refusing to release anger, it just justifies our own actions and we seek to shift the blame to someone else. Pride seeks to keep us in a state of it's always someone else's fault because it can't be me. Pride also shows an inability to receive feedback, the need to be right, and the need to be heard, which may disclose an argumentative and overbearing personality that may not be open to constructive criticism. How attractive do you think that is? When we find ourselves in a position of receiving feedback, there's an opportunity to take a personal inventory and see if there's room for improvement or change. If we feel the need to be right, we may be viewing our intelligence as higher than others. And when we feel the need to be heard, we may interrupt others and talk louder to make our point. This can come across as an overbearing and argumentative personality that seeks to justify the behavior. All of these traits are a form of self-absorption and self-importance, known as pride. When you recognize these character traits within yourself, embrace the awareness that you can now see what needs to be improved upon or changed. It's all good, folks. It really is, even when unmasking your pride. Now, get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.